Just arrived at the team hotel. Lucky to be joined now by running back Justin Forsett. And Justin, you guys are the marquee game on Christmas night. Do you enjoy, you know, that spotlight on you when it comes to playing in these big games?
It's awesome, man. It just sets the tone for a great atmosphere, great football. It's things you dream about, man. Being primetime game, Christmas night, can't get any better.
These are two tough games that you guys have coming up. First, KC, you can't look past them. What do they do so well on defense that you guys have seen on film?
Just a smart, savvy team that's a real physical, aggressive team that causes a lot of complications with the offensive front. So we've got to put our best foot forward.
With these last couple of games with you being on the Broncos, it seems like you've gotten better and better each week. What's something that you need to do to take that next step this week?
Oh, man, get in the end zone. Help my team score some points. So that's my objective going into the game, see if we can get some points on the board.
Do you like playing on holidays? I know it's you know, we said it's a marquee game, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, the NFL does allow for some nice opportunities to play on the holidays.
Yeah, it's tough being away from my family. You know, me coming here a couple weeks ago and not seeing my family and my kids for the last 3 weeks has been tough, but they'll be watching around the TV screen with the family members, and it'll be good to see them watch Daddy on TV.
You get him a touchdown ball and a win. That's a pretty good Christmas present, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Justin, best of luck.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the BTV Live pregame show. Justin Forsett, we appreciate him taking some time. A guy that could be crucial, guys, in how this game plays out. Remember, he didn't play in the last Chiefs-Broncos matchup, so maybe a different look, a different feel going forward for this Broncos team as far as at the running back position, maybe giving the Chiefs a different look than what they saw last time.
Yes, running game will be key here tonight. Earlier this week, though, the Broncos had the Pro Bowl selections came out, three Broncos, all from the defensive side. Let's take a look at the list here. Von Miller led the group with his fifth selection. Aqib Talib with his fourth. Chris Harris Jr. is third. They are one of two tandems in NFL history to make three consecutive Pro Bowls. Six alternates on the list. Mace, you think that was a fair choice there?
Would have liked to have seen Darian Stewart make his first Pro Bowl. He's played at Pro Bowl level throughout the year. Certainly, you know, he got his contract extension. He really started playing better football than he had before. So that's the one thing I would look at as a snub. I think Matt Paradis also, there's a case for him being in the Pro Bowl. But thinking general about right.
You think Darian Stewart might find a way to get in there and then, of course, you got the two Broncos wide receivers, too.
Yeah, I think those guys are having exceptional years, even though they might not necessarily have the numbers that they had with a guy like Peyton Manning in 2013 or 2014. I think that even though that the numbers might be down, I think Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are widely regarded as two of the best wideouts in the AFC.
Yeah, 1,000-yard seasons each for those guys. You can't beat that. Von Miller, though, Pro Bowl selection, that was just the first thing on his list. He's also looking to maybe be a front runner for Defensive Player of the Year. You heard Bob Costas talk about it earlier in the show. Mace, you think he can make a final push here in these last two games?
This is a good opportunity for him tonight, given the fact that you're on national television Christmas night. Here's a great moment to try to make an impression. I think the big key for Von Miller, though, is for him to win a major statistical battle, and that's in sacks. I think if you're talking about Von Miller being the league leader in sacks after week 17, then he's got a very good case for Defensive Player of the Year. And given that it looks like Matt McGloin's going to play next week for Oakland, I think there's an opportunity there. And, of course, you want him to get some sacks tonight, too.
Yeah, you got to be first in sacks, right? I think, to be the Defensive Player of the Year. The other thing, maybe that doesn't show up on the stat sheet, 51 QB hurries. Von Miller really affects the game in so many different ways. He has big goals in mind, but the first one off his list, the Pro Bowl.
No, it was great. I mean, whenever you get voted by your peers, fans, and coaches, it's, you know, an incredible honor. You know, I go out and I compete against those guys, you know, week in and week out. And for those guys that I compete against to vote me to the Pro Bowl, it's really nothing like it. And it's all type of awards and accolades that you can achieve. But the Pro Bowl is very important to me, and I appreciate it.
Von Miller heading to Orlando with two of his Broncos teammates. And now it's that point in the show, our favorite time.
Oh, our favorite, of course.
Mace's three keys.
Christmas edition.
Mace. Yes.
Three keys, three gifts in my stocking this morning, so it's connected. Key number one, win the turnover battle. We've talked about it. The Chiefs are the best in the league generating takeaways, but I think that what's crucial is that the Broncos need to force turnovers from the Chiefs. Denver has lost 7 consecutive games in which it didn't force a turnover in their recent run. Their last 4 losses, again, no turnovers forced. They need to change that. Number 2, limit Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Kelce comes into the night leading the AFC in 100-yard games for anyone, tight ends or wide receivers, with 5 of them so far this year. Tyreek Hill, 6 touchdowns in the past 4 games, including 3 against the Broncos. Have to contain them both. And finally, number 3, protect Trevor Siemian. Now, Justin Houston's knee problem, that's going to make things a little bit easier for the Broncos because Houston's had 11.5 sacks in his 10 career games, but you still got Dee Ford. You still got Dontari Poe capable of interior pressure. I think the Broncos still have to focus on protecting Trevor Siemian. If they can, if they can give him time, he has a chance to be accurate, even in windy conditions tonight, guys.
Mace, you mentioned it. Generating turnover is going to be big for this Broncos defense, and a guy who's going to be largely responsible on the edge for generating some of those turnovers is Chris Harris Jr. Chris is going to play a big role in that battle, but he also played a big role this week in the lives of 50 underprivileged kids. Chris hosted his annual Shop with a Jock event, and it's hard to tell who had more fun, the kids or Chris.
Are you ready? Yeah!
To celebrate his 3rd Pro Bowl, cornerback Chris Harris Jr. went shopping, but it wasn't for himself.
Yep. You like anything over here?
During the Broncos' off day, Harris Jr. and his wife Leah hosted 50 at-risk kids from the Denver Salvation Army and Denver Children's Home for a holiday shopping spree.
Puzzles are pretty fun.
Each child received $100 and were able to spend that money on Christmas gifts for themselves and others.
Now what you want? I know you want a, you said a camera. Never had role models growing up. I never had anybody take me out when I needed to, when my mom couldn't afford me to go get presents for Christmas. So I just always wanted to do that, be able to make an impact out here. And especially for these kids, they probably weren't going to have any Christmas at all. So to be able to give them something just to make them happy is just something I always wanted to do.
The event is part of the mission of the Chris Harris Jr. Foundation, which is centered on helping kids who might be facing tough circumstances.
You can just see the need. They really need it, and they really look forward to this. And when you have this platform and you have an opportunity to be a role model, I think that's what you have to do. Sometimes you're not going to have all the time to yourself or going to be busy, and that's what it takes to be able to make an impact. And that's all I'm trying to do.
Our thanks to Chris Harris Jr., his wife Leah, Bradley Roby, and Lorenzo Doss also took part in that event. We thank them for their time. And guys, it's almost time for the actual game, the Christmas treat. We get to our final thoughts now. Mace, what do you got?
Can't worry about what's going on in Pittsburgh or anywhere else. All you can do is focus on what you've got. Win tonight, win next week, let the chips fall where they may.
I'm going to say try and manage the crowd noise. Arrowhead has one of the best crowds in all of the NFL. Great atmosphere. Mace, when they roll out that drum during pregame intros, man, this place gets really hyped. And, of course, I think they have the Guinness Book of World Records, the loudest, 142.2 decibels. Manage that crowd noise. Get the running game going. Maybe get off to an early lead. That'll be big tonight.
You think they have it written on every wall in this place.
Yeah, that's true. Right when you get out of the locker room, that's the first thing you see. That's right.
All right, my final thought, it's going to be sink or swim for those 2 rookie safeties, Justin Simmons and Will Parks. We're finally going to get to see them in some extended action playing some defense. So we've seen them in spurts, but it's going to take a huge showing from those 2 to get the Broncos defense going. You can already hear the crowd. They're getting ready. The Broncos specialists coming out onto the field as well as the returners. So with that, we're going to say goodbye. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. We will see you after the game on DenverBroncos.com. Mace will have the written word covered. Phil and I will have reports from the locker room. We'll also have Coach Kubiak and Trevor Siemian at the podium. Make sure to check us out on Snapchat as well, Broncos Official on Snap. But for now, that's it. We say goodbye. Enjoy the game, everybody, and a very Merry Christmas to you and yours.
With 2 games remaining in the regular season, the Broncos travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Denver's talented secondary looks to impose a no-fly zone at Arrowhead.
Pass deflected and intercepted. It's Chris Harris Jr. for Denver.
Stewart has it. Darius Stewart with the interception inside the 15. 2.5 in the hands of Roby. He's got it. Roby on the west sideline, 45-40. 15-10, 5, to the house. Touchdown, Denver.
In front of a hostile crowd, Trevor Siemian seeks to connect with wide receivers Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas.
Semien drops the throw, a bit of pressure now. Semien slides to his left, loads it up, home run ball for Emmanuel Sanders. Sanders is there, makes the catch, Denver touchdown!
Von Miller and the Broncos defense look to shine in primetime.
Will be hit and sacked, and Von Miller's got him.
And a huge play by the Broncos defense when they needed it most.
Under the bright lights, the divisional rivalry continues.